So as I mentioned before the service began, we're rewinding to last week when service was canceled. We had actually planned for Jan to be here today, and she's not. Bob had a little health challenge last night, Jan's husband Bob, and he is at St. Luke's getting excellent care and feeling much, much better today. He would appreciate no visitors so that he can just focus on his healing for now, okay? And we'll definitely keep everybody in the loop as he recovers. So you get me today. What an appropriate topic for today, acceptance. Jan has been talking about the book of joy. And as we see, there are 8 pillars of joy, right? There's 4 mental qualities of joy. Jan has already talked on perspective and humility. We're going to skip humor. She'll come back to that next week, and we'll do acceptance today. Can you accept that? Yeah. Okay. There are also 4 qualities of the heart, and we'll get to those over the next few weeks. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, in the Book of Joy, says, "We are meant to live in joy. This doesn't mean that life will be easy or painless. It means that we can turn our faces to the wind and accept that this is the storm we must face and pass through. The acceptance of reality is the only place from which change can begin. So be sure to always see things rightly." Archbishop Tutu goes on to say that when you are able to accept anything that happens to you, then you've grown in your spiritual life. You're able to accept the inevitable frustrations and hardships as part of, as he puts it, the warp and woof of life. The question, he says, is not how do we escape it? The question is, how can we use this as something positive? Archbishop Tutu's question makes me think about Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, where we're encouraged by these words, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Archbishop Tutu explains that acceptance allows us to engage with life on its own terms rather than constantly fighting back against the fact that life is not as we would want it to be. The Dalai Lama also tells us that stress and anxiety come from our expectations of how we think life should be. So many causes of our suffering come from reacting to people, places, things, and circumstances in our lives rather than just accepting them. Resentment and regret come up when we react, when we stay locked in judgment and criticism, anxiety and despair, even denial and addiction. It's impossible to experience joy when we're stuck this way, playing the same tune over and over again in our mind, trying to make it different. This uses up a lot of energy that we could channel in much more positive ways. The Dalai Lama tells us that in these moments, there's a need to find a way to let go and let the past be exactly what it was or wasn't. With a deeper understanding of reality, you can go beyond appearances and relate to the world in a much more appropriate, effective, and realistic manner. He says, acceptance is like a sword that cuts through all of our historical judgments and regrets. The Dalai Lama uses the example of a difficult neighbor. But I'm sure we can each think of someone who's been difficult to deal with. You can judge and criticize them. You can make yourself anxious and wonder if you will ever have a good relationship with them. You can deny the problem or pretend you don't have a difficult relationship, but none of this is very helpful. Instead, you could choose to accept that your relationship with your neighbor, coworker, relative, you pick, is difficult and you'd like to improve it. You may or may not succeed in this. All you can do is try. You can't control your neighbor, but you do have some control over your thoughts and feelings. Instead of anger, hatred, fear, you can cultivate compassion for them. You can cultivate kindness for them. And you can cultivate warm-heartedness toward them. This is really the only chance to improve the relationship. Maybe they'll become less difficult with time. Maybe not. You have no control over that, but you will have peace of mind. Peace and equanimity about a goal come from letting go of our attachment to the outcome and the way it's brought about. This is the essence of acceptance. Acceptance is like a spiritual muscle that needs to be exercised. Archbishop Tutu explains that sometimes we get angry with ourselves. This time on earth is an opportunity to learn to be good, to be more loving, to be more compassionate. This learning happens when something happens to test you. Unfortunately, it's not theoretical. It's not really something we're ever going to learn from reading a book. So I'd like to tell you this story today about Horatio Spafford. He was a prominent Chicago lawyer and a church elder in the Presbyterian Church back in the 1800s. He invested heavily in real estate in downtown Chicago. So the Great Chicago Fire in 1871 almost wiped him out. A couple of years after the fire, he and his family planned a trip to Europe in hopes of improving his wife Anna's health. But at the last minute, Horatio was delayed by business and sent his wife and four daughters on ahead. Halfway to Europe, the ocean liner they were on was hit by another vessel and sunk within 12 minutes of the accident. All four daughters drowned. His wife survived and was picked up by another vessel. When she arrived in Wales 9 days later, she sent Horatio a telegram, part of which read, "Saved alone. What shall I do?" While sailing to be with his wife in Wales, Horatio passed by the place where his daughters died. The captain called him up to the bridge and told him, "By our best estimations, this is the place where your daughters perished." He returned to his cabin that night and wrote a familiar hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." The words to the first verse are, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." After the tragedy, the Spaffords had two more children, a son, Horatio Jr., who they lost to scarlet fever at the age of 4, and a daughter, Bertha. Yeah, can you believe that? In 1881, Horatio and Anna sold everything they had and moved to Jerusalem. They felt their lives had a higher purpose. There they founded the American colony, and colony members engaged in philanthropic work among the people of Jerusalem, ministering to them, meeting their needs, regardless of their religious affiliation. Horatio died in 1888 in Jerusalem of malaria, 4 days before his 60th birthday. Not only does this story provide a good example of spiritual muscle, but it also underscores something else the Dalai Lama tells us. We're required to look into the future, too. Stress comes from expectations of how life should be. But when I give up attachment to how I should be, the axle cart of my life moves smoothly across the road. It's when we hang on to our attachments, it can sometimes be a pretty bumpy ride. Going back to what Archbishop Tutu shared with us earlier, we're meant to live in joy. It doesn't mean life will be easy or painless. It doesn't mean surprises will come up at 9 o'clock on Saturday night and you're expected to speak the next morning. It means we have to turn our face into the wind and accept the storms and challenges that come our way. We can't succeed by denying what exists. When you find yourself in the thick of a challenge or discouragement, ask yourself the question, how can I use it for something positive, something new? Plan for and take hold of the good God created for you to have. Use the pillar of a wider perspective from which to view things. This will lead you to humility and the recognition that as human beings, we can't solve everything or control all aspects of life. It truly is up to us to choose a new path, to use acceptance. The Bible, the Dalai Lama, and Archbishop Tutu tell us that in using acceptance, we are not advocating a passive path. It is powerful to use acceptance. It doesn't deny the importance of taking life seriously. But what it does is support us in redeeming what needs to be redeemed. Peace and equanimity come from letting go of our attachments. This is the essence of acceptance. At the beginning of the chapter in the Book of Joy about acceptance, we read a quote by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Why be unhappy about something if it can be remedied? And what is the use of being unhappy if it can't be remedied? This is at the root of the Dalai Lama's stunning ability to accept his exile in India. And this is at the root of our ability to accept the challenges in our own lives. In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, we read, "Consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Once we can see life in its wider perspective, once we see our role in this drama with some humility, we can accept our life with all of its pain, imperfections, and beauty. These qualities create a sacred chamber in our hearts. This chamber is a holy residence that calls forth a knowing of the soul. It guards the heart's fire and teaches us to speak and know from within with an understanding and language that is imbued with the sacred. This inner knowing allows us to feel God's mighty power and God's grace. We can feel the brush of angels' wings and see the glory on each face. Let us take this into prayer and meditation by affirming together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and at work in my life, God the good, omnipotent, and so it is.